Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. The subject we're dealing with is divine healing, and we're doing part 26. And we're dealing with the seven things you should know about divine healing. And in this audio, we're dealing with part 5. And the topic is called Know the Difference Between God's Initiating Healing and Man's Initiating Healing Through His Own Faith. Let us now go to an example where God initiated healing sovereignly by himself. We go to the story about the man who was healed at the pool of Bethesda, John chapter 5, verses 1 to 8. Starting at verse 1, after this there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool which is called Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down to a certain time in the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Verse 5. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been in that condition for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, someone else steps in before me." Jesus said in verse 8, Jesus said to him, "Rise up, take your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. Please also note that when Jesus said in verse 8, "Rise up, take your bed and walk," Jesus was calling him healed even though he was still on the bed. This is an important part of the healing ministry, to call those things that aren't yet as though they were, or to call those things that be not yet as though they were. So when Jesus said, "Take up your bed and walk," or "Rise, take up your bed and walk," he was actually calling him healed, even though he did not say, "Be healed." Another important point here is Jesus said to the man, "Do you want to be made well?" This is a very important part of ministry, is ask the person, do they want the healing? Do they want to be set free from the bondage of the sickness and disease? If a person does not want it, they won't receive it. For God will not force healing on anybody who does not want it. Therefore, it's important to teach the word of God to show in the name of Jesus people can be healed, and healing belongs to the believer. Please also note in verse 4 where it says, "For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had." We're talking about every disease, every sickness, every disease that's named and not named, or every incurable disease, it says they were healed from. God wants to heal us from everything, not just a few things, but everything. We see in verse 3, there were blind people, sick people, lame people, paralyzed people waiting to get healed. In John chapter 5, verses 1 to 8, we see where God initiated something on his own. God is sovereign being, and he can initiate something when he wants to. He sent an angel down to stir up the water. The healings in John chapter 5, verses 1 to 8 were initiated by God and not by man. It's very important to see this. The gift of healings operate the same way. In a crowd of, say, 5,000 people, maybe only 25 to 20 people may get healed through special manifestations of the word of knowledge or revelation gifts or the gift of healings. Seeing these healings take place to others will start other people to believe for healing that they will be healed. Although God does work in this way sometimes, initiating healings by himself, this is not the way he works all the time. He works through his word, and he works through the anointing, he works through the Holy Spirit, and he works at the hands of the believer, the born-again believer. We have just discussed God initiating a healing. I want to now talk about man initiating healing. The example we use, we go to Mark chapter 5, verses 24 to 34. Reading from verse 24, "So Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years, and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment, for she said, "If I only touch his clothes, I shall be made well." Verse 29, immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" Verse 31, but his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." What I want you to see here, it says that her faith made her whole. Her faith drew the healing power out of Jesus. And it was not Jesus laying hands upon her, but her faith drawing out the power of God. Her healing was initiated by her and not by God. In this message today, we actually see God initiating a healing in John chapter 5, verses 1 to 9. And we see man initiating a healing in Mark chapter 5, verses 24 to 34. Often you will see in meetings where the word of God is being preached over healing that God starts to manifest himself by the Holy Spirit on people in the congregation or in the meeting, people who are sick, who are in wheelchairs, and all of a sudden you see signs, miracles, and wonders start to appear, and even healings. This is a sovereign move of God. He's also following his word and honoring his word, but God has the ability to heal people supernaturally when he wants to. Then there comes a point at the end of the meeting where the evangelist will say, "Come and I'll lay hands upon you." The people come forward and the evangelist or the pastor will lay hands upon them, and there's a manifestation of healing. One is initiated by man and the other one is initiated by God, and they're two separate things. Again, I hope you've enjoyed this message today about healing. This is part 5, knowing the difference between God initiating healing and man initiating healing. Thank you for being with me today. Until our next audio message, God bless.